farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Fresh produce buyers from the United States visited the island recently as part of a mission under the Agricultural Competitiveness Program to increase the country's exports. Stay with us to find out more about the results of this visit. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Ministry of Education has implemented the following guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At grade levels 1 to 3, no more than 2 supplementary texts are required. For grades 4 to 6, 1 workbook each for science, social studies, language arts, and mathematics. And for grades 7 to 9, no more than 2 supplementary texts, and on an average, 3 literature books, approximately 1 per term.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Fresh produce buyers from the United States who visited the island recently say they are impressed with the high quality of produce coming out of the agroparks. The buyers toured agroparks at Plantain Garden River and Yalas in St. Thomas, Amity Hall, St. Catherine, Ebony Park and Spring Plains in Clarendon, Dove House in St. Elizabeth, and had face-to-face meetings with farmers. Marketing consultant for the project, Dr. Derek Deslandes, says through the program, production is being ramped up in the agroparks to meet the demand for Jamaican produce in the international market.
This is the first step in the process. We will now identify what are the common products that the buyers are interested in and that we think we can grow competitively. Ones that we can grow immediately, so for example, pumpkins, okra, they're also interested in guineps.
The Agricultural Competitiveness Program, valued at $15 million, involves key partners such as the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation in Agriculture, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, National Irrigation Commission, Jamaica Promotions, and the Agro Investment Corporation. Carlos Capote of JC Tropicals in Miami says the buyers have identified several produce that can be exported immediately.
The items that we've picked out are already items that the farmers are very knowledgeable of. What are their export needs? What are the international needs? So at the beginning, we're going to try to keep it simple and have them ship the things that they are comfortable with and that we're comfortable with. And then the other items that we identified, we're going to work with them closely to help them understand how the international market works and how they need to work on this end to make it happen as quickly as possible.
An order has already been placed for guineps, and the importers are also interested in breadfruit, June plum, apple, mango, okra, and pumpkin.
The pumpkins that I've seen are the best pumpkins that I've seen in a long time.
Mr. Capote says the buyers will be working closely with the farmers to help them understand how the international market works and what is needed to make exports happen effectively and with alacrity.
You guys have an assortment of items that are very interesting and very well needed. In the United States, there's a lack of food just like everywhere else in the world. And you guys have beautiful products. It's just right now they're not ready for the international market. They need to be prepared for the national market in quality, packaging, and price.
And now for our proverb of the day. Bakuwana of cock belong to cockroach. And this means, if you leave something unguarded, without borders, not subject to rules and regulations, and it is treated as if it is part of a free-for-all, then eventually it will have no value, and even the lowest of the low will have free access to it.
You know, a whole heap of youth smoke weed and sound, you know. For real, no. But you have some friends who smoke weed in the gully behind school. And when graduation time come, my youth, none of them no graduate.
The only high grade I want is on my C-sec. Target to the
future comes first. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.